News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
First up, Shane, the government is going to prioritise cost and efficiency over design standards and aesthetics when it comes to future infrastructure spending. This is after cost overruns and delays on the 2.24 billion euro National Children's Hospital. This is the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, has been saying this. And I suppose what he is saying is and I'm quoting him here at the end, he says, we have an infrastructural deficit. We need to address that and front up to it. This means choices and trade-offs. He's right, isn't he?
He is. And look, I don't have a problem with it. Look, and we've spoken about infrastructure and what we need to do and how we need to sort out planning and how we need to get on with it and kick a bit of ass and so on. But a little bit of me is sad, I have to say, Ciara, when I hear this, because, you know, when you think this, great architecture matters, and I think our built environment matters, and I hate the idea of us having to sacrifice aesthetics, because, you know, you think, look at a building like Bus Aris, which has been there since, I don't know what, the 30s or 40s, or maybe a little bit later, but it is a stunning building that will be there for another 100 years, and I just love I love what it gives to that area. And you look at, you go to, you know, Charles de Gaulle Airport, the French do it really well, those big public infrastructure projects that look stunning. They look absolutely, the Georges Pompidou building, you know, you go to Spain, some of their architecture is stunning. And there's a little bit of me that's not just sad, but kind of angry that we can't do that, that we now have to sacrifice something in order to get the job done. I would think, why can't you have both?
Why can't we have nice things?
Why can't we have nice things? And I really believe your environment matters, and having beautiful things in a city gives a city a huge lift.
Yeah, and I agree with all of that, but I also agree with Jack Chambers, because we seem to have an inability to deliver. I can't think of it in any other way of describing it. We seem to know that we need certain things, but we don't seem to be able to just deliver them. And I think we have made, to some extent here, perfection the enemy of the good. I think we have.
Is that the problem, though?
I think so, Shane. And I think I think we've even done it in housing. They're talking about things like student accommodation now, for example. They're talking about doing less en suites and more twin rooms and all this. Because,
yeah, no, fair.
You know, and start, or you start homes. When we build a social housing thing, it has to be the best of everything all the time. Whereas we, like, if you go to Germany, you can buy a starter home that has no kitchen, it has just plumbing and electrics. It's really, really basic, but it's affordable.
I bet you it looks nice on the outside, though.
I don't know the
answer. And you can bring whatever you want to the inside.
My point really is that we should be delivering large scale projects and developments, and we should worry about the bells and whistles a little bit afterwards.
Surely you can
now,
do both.
For now.
Yeah, like for me, the big problem with why we can't deliver infrastructure is because we put private interest before the public good, and too many people can object and so
on. Yeah, minority interests do, the common good is...
We won't get into that now.
But totally disregarded.
Like, the Children's Hospital, I think, is going to be a beautiful building.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be good.
I'd far rather that than some monolithic structure that's just
me
dull
too.
And...
But the Children's Hospital should have been built about 10 years ago.
But was it the beautiful design that was the problem? I'm not so sure.
No, and I would agree with you on that. But I do think that Jack Chambers has a point here.
Look, let us know what you think. But also, are there stunning kind of new, particularly in the last 50, 60 years, are there stunning examples of amazing architecture, you know, the library in Dunleary.
I was about to say the library in Dunleary.
Yeah, there's one in,
jumps isn't into
there
my
one
head.
In Dean's Grange as well. There's also a few kind of county council offices. I think there's one in Tullamore that's absolutely stunning. So give us your examples of great state architecture, and do you care what buildings look like? Am I being...
We do need to get things delivered.
That's kind of the
bottom line.
I think we can do both. But anyway, 087-1400-106. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.